Usually by the time things make it to the scrapyard, people don't want them anymore, but that's not the case for the 17 teams of artists participating in Old Town's Scrap Fest this weekend. For the eighth year in a row, artists and welders and craftspeople from around Michigan will be taking scrap materials and turning them into art. They'll unveil their recycled and upcycled creations this weekend in Old Town Lansing. The event will also feature live music, family activities, a beer tent, an auction, and more. Here to tell us more about it is the executive director of the Old Town Commercial Association, Heather Mossing. Welcome, Heather.
Good morning.
And we want to welcome back Barbara Nilovich, a Scrap Fest committee member and a talented painter, sculptor, multimedia artist. Welcome, Barb.
Thank you.
And full disclosure, the Bay Shores are proud owners of an original Ranilovich.
Thank you again.
That we look at on a daily basis. We love it. Barb, whose brainstorm was Scrap Fest? A little history here.
Well, David Such of Such Media is an Old Town business owner, has been there since long before a lot of businesses were there. And he's a strong supporter of the arts. And he thought he always wanted to have an art event in Old Town. And he approached Friedland Industries, which owns one of the oldest businesses in Old Town.
Larry Bass, right?
Larry Bass, yeah, wonderful people. And they have become our staunch sponsors over the years and provide all the scrap material for these teams.
Mm. Heather, how does it work? Lay out the framework for us here.
Sure. So once we collect all the teams, they will come in on our collection day is what we call it, and they will collect up to 500 pounds of scrap metal, no more than that. If they collect more than 500 pounds, they have about 10 minutes to decrease it to 500 pounds. So it's pretty intense. After that, they
This is a reality TV show waiting
great.
To happen.
You know, it's so exciting. It was my first time kind of being a part of the event this year all the way through, and it's very exciting waiting for everything to start happening from the minute they blow the horn to the last 10 minutes. But after they collect the scrap, they have 2 weeks to create some sort of masterpiece out of their scrap metal. They drop it off, and then at the event, we showcase all of their pieces. Mm. And I have to tell you, the pieces are amazing this year.
Yeah. And now, in terms of it, so the teams, the mm-hmm. artists themselves, mm-hmm. get to paw through all of the stuff and take what they want. So they're presumably getting ideas as they're looking over all the scrap.
Yes.
I take it?
Okay. Yep. And I think some artists come in with an idea, but I don't know how they do it from scrap to design.
Well, you never know what you're going to find.
That's right, exactly.
In a scrap heap.
Yeah, you have to be flexible.
How many teams? How many artists per team?
It varies. It can go from one to five, no more than five people on a team. There are a couple teams that only have one team member on them.
And all of it comes from Friedland?
Yep.
Okay, correct. Right next to Proust Pets.
Yep, right next door.
In Old Town. What are some of the more common materials that the artists use in their creations? Do they pursue the weird and the oddly shapen pieces or what?
You see everything from refrigerators to die-cut materials. Very often they look for things that are weldable. So the steel, they want steel and they want iron. But they'll take aluminum, they'll take tin, and the shapes are just endless. And so you want large, simple shapes, you want some lightweight stuff, but you also want some heavy stuff so that its foundation is strong.
Yeah.
Because these are exterior sculptures, and they have to be movable, and they want to stand the test of time. If a person buys one on the auction, they want to know it's going to be a good piece that'll last.
From your perspective, Barb, how many of the artists have an idea of what they want to create before they see the scrap?
I'd say it's about 50-50.
Oh, okay.
I ask them every year.
Okay. We're learning about this weekend's Scrap Fest in Old Town Lansing with Barb Ranilovich, an artist and member of the Scrap Fest committee, and Heather Mossing is the executive director of the Old Town Commercial Association. Tell us more about this year's creations. They've been at work on these things, and I take it you've had a chance to see them, Heather?
I have. We collected them probably almost a month ago now, and oh my goodness, there's some fish pieces, a couple abstract fish, one that you can actually tell that's a really cool fish jumping out of the water. There's people. There's a great sculpture that I think would be great for your garden. It's a man holding a wheelbarrow. It'd be beautiful with some flowers in it. All sorts of different pieces.
Have you looked them over yet,
oh,
Barb?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the range, we have also some very powerful pieces. They're heavy and dramatic, and there's whimsical, there's functional. We have garden seats. You know, we have one team that always does functional pieces. So there is really literally something for everybody.
How are the winners decided, Heather?
We have three judges that will come around, and they are awarded first through third place. They will receive a trophy for that, and then there's also the People's Choice Award that guests can vote on, so they can do that online or at the event.
How do they win anything?
They will get a trophy. I don't know that they get anything.
They get the
else.
Best trophies ever made because they're made by scrap artists.
Yes, so. That's true.
Perfect. Apropos.
And we have a raffle this year.
Yes.
What else is taking place as part
of
this
weekend?
We have
a raffle, I was just saying, for the first time because not everybody can afford to jump in on an auction and get a piece. So this year we're offering, Andrew Sandstedt has offered a piece and created a piece just for the raffle. So people can get, it's I think $20 a ticket. Mm-hmm. So they have a chance to get their own piece of scrap.
Live music.
Art. There will be live music, food vendors, children's activities. So a few different things for the family to come out and do.
What part does an event, how big a role does Scrap Fest play in Old Town? And what role do events like this, I mean, there is no other event like Scrap Fest, I think, but what role do events like this, broadly like this, play in Old Town's vitalization?
Absolutely. So an event like this, it's one of our few free events that we have. We have a couple other major festivals that we do charge admission for, and those events help us put on events like Scrap Fest. So this event allows us to bring down families, anyone and everyone can come down since it is a free event, and bring down people to the Old Town community and check things out.
Tell us a little bit more about the bands and the family activities here. What else is going on the fringes here?
Sure. So Friday night, we actually have a DJ that will come in for the night. And actually right after about 10 o'clock, the event ends on Friday night, and we'll actually have Turner Street Outdoor Theater. I believe we're playing the Mighty Ducks on Friday night, so that's another kind of piece of Scrap Fest, a family portion of it. And then on Saturday, we have about four or five bands lined up throughout the day from noon to about 7:30, which then the auction will start at 7:45. And we have three great food vendors, Michigan Pops, Mark's Gourmet Dogs, and Shimmy Shack.
Barb, you must know some number of these creators here. Mm-hmm. Tell us about a few of them.
I think Scrap Fest artists are the best people I've ever met. They are so upbeat and so energetic and so creative. And you see tattoos and you see piercings and you see very conservative people. It's a little of everything. And they just have this sense of adventure. They come back because it is so much fun.
Have you ever had
no,
taken
I'm
a hand
on the committee.
At this? Oh, okay.
No, but I make little ones. We make baubles that we sell. They're like little $10 magnets and things. And so a team of us get together and we make those. So it's like miniature scrap.
I would kill to have you on my team. I mean, you should drop off.
On a team.
You should drop off the committee just one year, just so you can get
involved.
Thinking
about it.
Well, now the pieces will be auctioned off. How much do they have to go? How much have they gone for in the past?
Gosh, I think last year, I want to say they went up just over $4,000 for one of the pieces. Mm. I think that's probably the highest they've ever
Absolutely.
Gone, but I think they range anywhere from $500 on up.
And the money goes to what?
50% will go to the Old Town Commercial Association, which goes towards the revitalization and historic preservation of Old Town. So that allows us to hang up flower baskets every year, remove the trash, put on free festivals like this one. And then the other 50% will go back towards the artists who worked so hard on their pieces to make this happen.
This has a cable TV TV special
Let's
written
do it.
All over it. I swear.
That'd be great.
I can just see this on channel 193, you know, along this. Remind us of the location and the time of the festivities, Heather.
Absolutely. Friday, July 15th, the event will run from 6 to 10 p.m. on Turner Street down in Old Town Lansing. And then Saturday is from noon to 10 p.m. also on Turner Street.
Scrap Fest is the event we're talking about here with artist Barbara Nilovich, a Scrap Fest committee member, talented multimedia artist, along with Heather Mossing of the Old Town Commercial Association. Barb, what are you at work on right now? Talk to us.
Personally?
About, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
so well known around town.
You're such a sweet pea. I'm busy making clay pieces right now. I'm taking classes in clay, and I'm working on – I did three Raku firings yesterday, and I'm filling some orders for galleries for various clay pieces,
okay. Actually. And
Heather,
remind us what else is happening between now – I hesitate to say it, but we're almost halfway through the summer or thereabouts. It's amazing how quickly the summer passes by. What else is on the calendar at Old Town here that really people should know about?
Absolutely. So after Scrap Fest, actually next weekend, July 24th, Sunday, we have our first garden tour in Old Town. So there are 11 gardens throughout Old Town that will be showcasing something new. You can check that out at oldtownevents.org. And then we also have Art Feast coming up in August, on August 20th, where we showcase up to about 40 artist vendors this year, right on Turner Street, and we'll have about 9 food trucks down there. So
fantastic.
Definitely don't want to miss out on those.
Very good. We want to thank Heather Mossing is Executive Director of the Old Town Commercial Association. Also a big thanks to Barb Ranilovich, an artist and a member of the Scrap Fest Committee. Scrap Fest is coming up this weekend. Heather, Barb, thank you.
Thank you.